surprised as I was to hear that we have a very distinguished guest here with us today. From the Bush administration herself, the First Lady of the United States, please help me welcome Laura Bush! I know you're surprised, but she's here, believe it or not, you'll see for yourself.
Well, who knew I could get such a warm welcome from this left coast hornet's nest of militant gays and hippies? Bless you all. Bless you all. Look at the hippie peace people over here. I love you. You know, the only thing a hippie hates worse than war is a bar of soap. I'll tell you, I learned that on the way in. But bless you all. Today we are here to celebrate the one-year anniversary of W conquering Iraq. Isn't that fabulous? Y'all aren't happy. Well, you listen to me. You people don't get unruly. I used to be a school teacher. I will take this country to orange alert. Don't you think I won't do it? So everybody just stay calm. I'll pick that phone up. No, I want you all to know that people often ask me what I think about the war in Iraq. And as you know, I am a Republican wife, so therefore I have no opinions. But I told W a year ago, I said, if we are going to go and invade every sand-blasted oil hellhole filled with greasy ethnic types and religious zealots, well, we're going to spend a lot of time and money bombing Texas. That's what I told him. Now, how many of you plan to vote for my husband, W, this fall? No? Well, guess what? Paul Rhodes sent me over here to change your mind. I'm here to bring the peace vote home to the GOP. I know you people. I'm going to show you something secret. Bring that out here. Oh, my goodness. This is the best mic stand we can afford after the tax cuts. Bring that out here. I want to show you something. You peace people are never happy. We ripped Saddam out of the spider hole. You don't like that. Right now, we have the head of Al-Qaeda, as we speak, cornered in the Afghani mountains. I mean, it's a very big corner. We call it Asia. But anyway, I want to show you something to change your mind. You think we're going to rip Osama out of a spider hole this fall for an October surprise? We're not going to do it. You know why? We got him right here. We already caught Osama. Look at that. You're voting for W now, aren't you? I'll bet you will. Look at there, Osama. All righty. Well, I like to do that. As you know, I am beatific and above partisan politics. So that's why you will never hear me say that John Kerry looks like a constipated sycamore tree. It's just what I think. And that wife of his, do you know about Teresa Ketchup Kerry or whatever her name is? Hikes Kerry? I guess I knew it was a sauce. Well, she marries senators and they die and she gets all their money. Last time she was married to that guy Hikes, well, I guess if Kerry's president, we won't ever have to worry about getting steak sauce on Air Force One, but that's hardly a reason to give him your vote. That woman has got money. Money. They talk about W having money. She can pull out her purse and cut a check and buy Missouri. That's a lot of money she's got. And I'll tell you something between you and me, I do not like people with more money than I've got. So anyway, do not support Teresa Kerry. And now let me give you a couple other reasons to give your support to W. I am your First Lady. I am here with a simple coalition. I'm a common person. I'm here with only 25 Secret Service agents, one Boeing 757 aircraft, one bourbon-packed bulletproof limousine, five Chevy Suburbans, two helicopters, and we only close the 405 and the 10 for 45 minutes to get here. I'm easy. If Teresa Hines Carey is your First Lady, and she has to come down here in her gold and diamond encrusted chariot, pulled by giant silver platinum pooping unicorns or something else, well, I'll tell you, getting served her little cucumber sandwiches by Swiss and French people who only bathe as often as they buy shoes, is that what you want in the White House? Is that what you want? Well, no, sir, that's why you have me, Laura Bush. I'm a librarian. Now, before I go, let me give you three very important reasons not to vote for John Kerry. One, he wants to raise your taxes $900 billion, trillion, gazillion, billion dollars. Lots. Every week. And that's not pesos for all our Mexican friends. No lay peso. That's a lot of money. And two, John Kerry will not defend us unless he gets a permission slip from the UN and has been drinking the new Beaujolais out of the shoe of Jacques Chirac. That's a promise. And the third reason, John and Theresa Kerry will take and eat your children. I promise you that, and that's what I've heard. So now, before I go, I know you all aren't for the GOP, but I want you to know our party, it's a big tent party. And our tent is big enough for all you crazy, kooky, gays, Jews, werewolf, whatever. If you give us your support, we will take your vote. I promise you that. Now, we may not always agree with you on all these issues, and we may not support your human rights, but if you push the button next to the W, I promise you this. Either W or me or someone else from the Republican Party will stand next to you in a picture. There you have it. And before I go, let me say something my husband will not say. Peace on earth. God bless you all. Thank you for coming out. God bless you. Four more years. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you very much. That was John Price.